In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless us, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages, amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O philanthropic one, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace and your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us, O Lord, and from your people, and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who has given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. By the grace, compassion, and philanthropy of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due unto you with him and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Come, let us worship, let us ask Christ our God. O come, let us worship, let us entreat Christ our King. O come, let us worship, let us implore Christ our Savior. O our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, through the intercession of St. Mary and all your saints, guard us and bring us to a good start. Be merciful to us, as this is your will forever. The night has passed, we thank you, Lord, and ask you to keep us this day away from sin and deliver us Amen. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One is God, the Father of all. One is His Son, Jesus Christ, the Word, who came in the flesh, died and rose from the dead on the third day, and raised us together in Him. One is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who proceeds from the Father. He sanctifies all creation and teaches us to worship the Holy Trinity, one triune who is one in essence and one in nature. We praise Him and bless Him forever. Amen.